roads. Individual case violation of straight bath quota rules.
First, we have Mr. James R. Smith.
Smith. Been here all day long.
Repeat offender.
It's what? What is this? Repeat offender or striped bass?
This is repeat offender.
It's got on here striped bass. I just want.
What'd
you say?
Colonel Rhodes.
Two agenda items.
Let me look. I don't mind, but anyway.
23. Item 23.
I have 23. Do you have 25 on your agenda? 25 items?
Yeah.
I'm going to still be working on the old one. Individual cases of violation of striped bass quota. Who's got that one? I'm sorry, Mr. Smith. Ain't tight. That's what I get for start studying too early. Buy my books too early.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Mike Johnson. I'm the administrator for this commercial striped bass individual transfer quote in transferable quota database, or also known as ITQ. In November of 2006, this commission changed from a tag-based ITQ to a weight-based ITQ for commercially harvested striped bass by amending Regulation 4VAC 20-252. Under this system, individual harvesters are responsible for any weight overages of their striped bass quota. These penalties can range from warning letters to deductions of their individual quotas, depending on how much they exceeded their quota and the number of times they've exceeded their quota in the last 5 years. On pages 1 and 2 of your handouts, you'll see a matrix of penalties based upon number of offenses. Before I get started with the individual cases, are there any questions regarding how the ITQ works? Or no? Okay.
Proceed, please.
All right. The first group, well, to date we've had 30 people out of 473 who exceeded their quota for 2008, which is approximately half of the number we had in 2007. The first group of people I'll be introducing to you are people who committed their first offenses and are subject to the matrix you see on page 1, section 155, part A. First individual exceeded their quota by 8.9%, and staff recommends a one-year deduction of the overage from the individual commercial harvest quota for the following calendar year. This gentleman's name is William Reed. He was issued a certified letter requesting his attendance here, but he had to leave earlier today. I talked to him here, and he had an appointment. This was running too long. Staff recommendation is a one-time deduction of this quota for this calendar year.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, move to accept staff's recommendation.
For a second. Second by Mr. Taggart. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carries.
The second group of people we have all exceeded their quota by 0 to 3%. And are subject to a warning letter. I can read all these names into the record if you so wish.
We have.
All right.
We have a list that can be provided to Kathy.
Oh yes, I do.
We got it in front. Matters before the commission.
One thing we do. I mean, I think we do have a few people that want to address the commission.
They do.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Oh, you did. Okay.
No.
Mr. Wyatt did. I know.
I'm John White. I'm an Upper River waterman. It was the Upper River waterman who pushed many years for this weight quota system versus the tag system. It's a good system. It's fair and it works. The only thing is when you get down to the last day, you're estimating your quota. It's difficult to come out exactly right. I exceeded my quota by 0.1%, 5 pounds. My average fish size last year was 10 pounds. So that's a half a fish I was over. When you're estimating your weight, you cannot have zero tolerance. When finfish worked this thing up, I think we had some tolerance built into this thing. You were to be allowed at least 1% overage or 3% overage. You've got to allow something. You can't go out there, catch 200 pounds of fish, and get them to the dock, and they weigh up exactly 200 pounds. You're going to be over or under a little bit.
I tend to agree with you.
I'm not blaming Mike. I'm on my record for being over a half a fish, 0.1%. That's just not fair.
And apparently you feel very strongly because you've been here all day to state your case.
He did come a little late, but he's been here a better part of the day. What's the suggestion of the commission? Send the Fin Fish to study what needs to be done to, or, I mean...
We had this in front of Fin Fish. We suggested that if you were 3% or less, and we did not exceed the bay-wide or ocean quota, respectively, on the permit that you do have, that you would get a warning letter, and that's what you're getting, a warning letter. And I'm going to be honest, you know, 1/10 of 1%. I really think there was no need to just waste the postage for that.
Well, wait a minute. The rules are the, you know, if don't jump on the staff for that.
I've got a refund one time from the government for 17 cents on my taxes, personal property or something, and it cost 34 cents to nail it. Rules are rules, but that was our intention. Yeah. And the level is just a full
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is not a punitive measure. There is some grace in here, I think. And frankly, you know, if we were to have a tolerance, as the speaker suggested, we could do that, but we'd have to incorporate that on the front end. And so you'd be working from a target set below the quota when you made your allocation. So
if I'm over next year, I'm a repeat offender.
That's something we probably do need to look at, Fin Fish, on such a small amount.
I agree. I've been taking it up in Fin Fish for me, would you please? Yeah. Your point is well made, John. I understand that. And
these are mere guidelines, too. You're voting on whether or not. So people's second offenses, you can still give them another warning and not take away quota.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. Who else wants to be heard, do you know?
I believe that was it.
Okay. Matters before the commission. These are the ones for warning letters, correct? Mr. Tankard.
Move to accept staff recommendation with regard to warning letters.
Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Next group is one individual who exceeded their temporary individual striped bass quota transferred to them by an individual permanent striped bass quota for 2008 commercial striped bass season. Pursuant to subsection E of Regulation 4 VAC 2252-160, an individual with permanent striped bass quota that temporarily transferred striped bass quota to an individual who exceeded their temporary individual striped bass quota is responsible for the overage. So the transferor, Mr. Adrian Adams, temporarily transferred quota to Phyllis Williams, who went over quota for the year. Because she has no permanent quota, he becomes responsible for the overage.
And it's 0.8%?
0.8%.
And the normal criteria would be?
0 to 3% for warning letter. This is for a warning letter.
Matters before the commission. Warning letter to Mr. Williams. Motion made by Mr. Robbins, second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion. It is, isn't it? Motion carries. I guess I have to take care of that at home, huh? Anything else?
Okay. All right, yeah, we have some second two-time offenders. The first group are individuals who exceeded their quota by 0 to 3% and are subject to Section 155B of Regulation 4 VAC 20-252. These four individuals were again notified by certified letter to appear, but one had to leave. Willie Offield's here. And Mr. Fisher sent in a letter that's attached to your package stating he could not be here for work reasons, and he is willing to accept whatever the commission should hand down to him.
What's the staff recommendation?
Oh, staff recommendation is a one-time deduction of their quota pursuant to Section 155D.
Is anyone here that wants to be heard on that matter?
Doug Jenkins, Mr. Fish is in my Waterman Association, and I think his letter explained that he had medical problems, and he is his income is 100% fish, and he has nets in the Virginia portion, and also in the Potomac River. Tomorrow's the last day where you have to take all your nets up, and it would really be a hardship that he's lost a lot of time this year already working because of medical problems. But also, and his overage is really wasn't that much. I think one was 20 pounds the first year or something, and 7 pounds last year, and he has a 9,000 pound quota. And he just asked me to intercede on his behalf so he wouldn't have to come down here and lose the time of fishing his nets.
That is before the commission on one specific case. Mr. Jenkins has so ably served as an advocate.
And this gentleman's name was?
Wayne Fisher.
James Fisher.
James, well, I call him Wayne.
Your name's Wayne Fisher.
James. Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
It seems to me that the guidelines that have been set up are equitable. This is just requiring accountability in terms of the administration of the quota. I mean, it's allocated. They're held accountable. If there's an overage over that quota, it has to be paid back. I mean, it's a perfectly accountable system.
Okay.
So I would offer to accept staff's recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Taggart. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Is that just for the one individual, or is that for all four?
That was one. The other three?
Willie Offield, who is present today, James Moore, who I do not believe is here today, and Justin Williams, who I do not believe is here today.
Mr. Offield, did you want to be heard? Matters before the commission. Motion made by Mr. Robbins, there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard, further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
And the last individual is another person who transferred quota to somebody who did not have permanent quota, so they become responsible for their overage. Mr. Jack Stallings, who I have not received confirmation and receipt of our letter. I did not get a mail back from him.
I know Mr. Stallings. He's normally pretty dependable as far as... How about resending the letter? We'll have a Marine police officer who I'm sure knows him get in touch with him. Can you handle that, Carl?
Yes, sir.
Send it to Colonel Rhodes and let him handle it before us. We'll bring it back to the commission next month.
Okay.